definitely human.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Identify opportunities is a rare skill indeed. Our heroes are deep in the territory of their quarry now, and to succeed in his liberation, they must have the wisdom to recognize their best opportunity over daring to create one themselves. For those who lack the experience of experts may still succeed if they have the heart and the valor of heroes. Camouflage! Violence! Pax Fortuna! Bilateral Relations and Coercive Diplomacy, Part 3.
I say we stay, because this is where Harley's going to be for the rest of the night, right? In a dinner. We should try and stay at dinner if we can, right?
Presumably, yes. But talking at dinner, not really my strength.
If we can get Harley to get up away from the table somewhere secluded, that would be a good opportunity to talk to him alone. I mean, he might have a guard with him, but we could deal with a guard, right?
So you go with Selwyn.
And then you could do the dinner thing and do all that stuff.
Okay. Do you want to take the locket of hair?
I could hide under the table when you sit down, and then I could take the locket of hair. Nobody really knows a child, will they?
Oh, I like this. No, so we're splitting up, but into, like, different groups. We'll just sort of blend in, and if anyone looks suspicious, just smile. It seems to work for me.
I can't smile, but yes, I will not agree.
All right, yes, of course. Oh, because you don't have a...
Right. I don't have a face, yes.
Yes. The waiters have put down the glasses and the wine on the table. They're looking towards you, Absence, and Victor now, and one of them approaches, saying, is everything okay?
Good evening. Yes, very well. Thank you, sir.
Do you need any help?
So that... urgent news I must tell you about, Victor. It really can't wait, I'm afraid. So if you would step outside, and I'm winking now.
I'm terribly sorry, dear. I'll be back in a moment.
News okay, about darling. Knights and things, you know how it is, and aristocracy and wars
and all of that stuff. I love all that.
Very important and urgent. So
if anybody tries to challenge your honor while I'm gone, just hold tight and I'll be right back to fight them.
Okay, dear.
And I run clanking after Selwyn.
Okay, the waiter is still tending to you, Abstinence. Do you have a... invitation?
Yes, of course, sir.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What are you suggesting?
Is there no place setting for you?
It doesn't look like there is, sir. Has there been some kind of mistake? You can clearly see on this invitation that it says dinner.
He looks at it and is a little puzzled, looking back towards the table and says, yes, there must have been some... I'm so sorry. We will please sit at the end of a table, and we will bring out a place setting for you.
Thank you,
and
sir.
And your child, of course.
I'm like, yeah, I'm a kid.
So they've indicated for you to sit at the south end of the table.
As I walk towards the table, can I peruse the names on the table? Where is Harley sat in relation to the end where I will sit?
Harley is sat what would be opposite you, the opposite end of the table. Next to him at the head of the table is his father, Rio. Lynette is already sitting on his left.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay,
she looks up at you, completely sozzled.
Okay, I'll do a little wave and then I'll sit down. Mm-hmm.
And she grins back at you. Are you sitting to her left or right, young Anthony?
Am I not just sat where I'm told, or...
Left, Ben. When everyone is seated, the waiters leave, and Victor and Selwyn, what are you doing?
So just to be clear, all that stuff I said before, not true, or lies.
Okay, I thought so, but I'm glad that... Thank you for clarifying,
That was just my way of getting you out of there.
It's very clever, good thinking, Selwyn. Yes. So what now?
So I was thinking I could dress up as a member of staff and sort of blend in, you know, sort of innocuous and no one would really suspect me. And then no one will suspect you because you would kind of just look like a big suit of armor.
Yes. Do they have anything like that decorating?
They do not, no.
Well, they could use one. You know.
So I guess we want to look for somewhere where we can grab some staff uniforms.
Mm.
So kitchens or...
The kitchens.
You're in the kitchen. Do they have anything?
You can go down the kitchen corridor. There was another room that came off of the corridor further down, kind of opposite the bathroom.
Okay, let's have a look in there.
You're heading down that way. So are the waiters. They're just behind you. But you guys keep going. They see you going in the direction of the kitchen and they hurry up to come abreast of you and say, I'm sorry, are you okay? Where can we help you?
Yes, I'm just looking for where I can find a uniform.
What kind of uniform?
For the waiting, for the staff. I'm a waiter, obviously, as you can see.
I'm sorry, sir, I don't believe you are.
I'd like to knock this guy out, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, you're in the corridor, you haven't quite got to the kitchens yet. You have this guy by surprise, so please roll to attack at advantage.
Can I simultaneously attack the other one as soon as I see?
Can we both just do a knockout punch at the same time?
Yeah, and the screen goes black. And
Can you reasonably say that you knew Selwyn was going to do that?
I feel like I've known Selwyn for a day. I've got a good handle on his attitude.
Okay, please both make an attack roll at advantage.
14.
7.
Victor, yeah, you smash one of them in the face and it makes a metallic thunk sound. Please roll d4 for damage.
4.
And that waiter crumples to the floor.
Oh, God.
One go. Selwyn, you try to hit out at this elf waiter, but you're used to punching a little higher than this elf. You're quite a tall orc. He's quite a small elf, and you misjudge it slightly, and your fist sails straight over his head.
Whoops.
The waiter looks at his colleague beside him, and then back at you, and then yelps and tries to make a run back the way he came. I'll let you make a dexterity check to see if you can grab him quickly.
8.
No, he's booking it.
Okay.
Towards the atrium.
I chase him down. I've done this before.
Please make a dexterity check to outrun him before he reaches the atrium.
15.
As he's about to reach the entrance to the atrium, you tackle him to the ground. He is now beneath you on the ground, and he tries to wriggle free.
I would like to place my hand over his mouth and then back away into, I guess, the empty room that we were trying to enter in the first place.
Okay.
I assume is the empty room. And sort of nodding to you to lift up the other guy.
Yeah, drag the other guy through as well.
Please make a strength check at advantage to stop him wriggling free.
11.
Okay, he manages to just squirm. He's quite a squirmy guy. Manages to get his mouth away from your hand and give out a cry saying, "Help!"
I shoot a look to Tony.
My eyes start darting.
No one else seems to have heard.
I don't think it's going so well out in the corridor. What should we do?
Just play it.
Play it cool.
Play it cool.
All right, give me the locket. I think, should I sneak under the table now while they're before the covers rumbled?
Good idea. I slip you the hair.
So I take the hair and try to sneak underneath the table.
Okay, everyone is sitting around the table. Very difficult to be stealthy about it.
I'm a kid, but surely they don't care about what kids.
Yeah, you're 13, aren't you?
You look younger.
Yeah, you got a little sailor suit on.
I got my sailor suit on. They must think I'm only 9 or something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yes, you take the lock of hair and sink beneath the table, leaving Abstinence there at one side by herself. Out in the corridor, you guys do manage to drag these two waiters into the room that you didn't go in, which reveals itself to be an empty, empty of any interest, a storage room. Maintenance equipment, ladders, brooms, that kind of thing.
Any rope?
No, no rope in there.
Victor, might I borrow your cape?
Selwyn, you don't know what you ask.
It's a very nice cape, but I would like to tie these guys up, I think. Can I punch this guy again whilst we're kind of talking?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he is pretty much defenseless now. You have him in a hold.
Okay, so yeah, as I'm talking to you, like, I don't even look at him. I just like punch him in the head.
He's kind of mutely sobbing now. And then as you hit him, his eyes roll back in his head and he becomes unconscious.
Yes, I could see. I can see that is the best way. And I very sadly take it off.
Okay, can I tear the cape in two?
Yeah, you can. It's a very fine fabric, so it doesn't put up much resistance. It's made to be looked at, not to be resilient. So yeah, you can just rip it. We have a very satisfying sound.
This genuinely hurts. This is genuinely
okay,
painful.
I rip it into a few pieces and I use it to
what,
tie...
What, like strips?
Yeah, because I want to tie their hands behind their backs and then stick some in their mouth so they can't speak. Or I guess just tie it around their mouths. And if I've got any left over, I'll do their feet as well.
Well, it's a fairly large cape, if quite thin. So yeah, you have quite a lot of material here to work with.
But obviously saving one of the uniforms for myself.
Okay, so you tie up both waiters. Could you make a dexterity check to see how well you tie them?
18.
Okay, as far as you're concerned, they are held fast and you gag them both as well and I presume leave them in the... Did you undress one of them first?
Yeah, I'm going to wear his uniform.
You can wear his tiny elf uniform.
Yeah.
Are you wearing it over your clothes? Gondolier's outfit.
What can I get away with here? Like, am I going to be able to fit any of it actually on me? Like,
Look, I mean, it's going to be really tough. If you squeeze into it, it will tear at the seams.
Yeah.
I mean, it will go on.
Great.
It will just look like an orc has squeezed into an elf's uniform.
Perfect.
All the staff here are elves, aren't they?
The majority of them. There are quite a few humans like both.
Oh, okay.
After doing all this, I just turn to Victor and just like pull my hands out and just beam at him.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah. This can't go wrong.
What are you doing with the gondolier's outfit? Are you leaving it in there?
Oh no, I shove it in your face if that's all right.
Oh, thank you.
I just open your thing and start shoveling it. I assume this is fine.
Yes, this is fine. This is fine. I've had worse. I've had worse in here. It's all right.
Okay. Yeah, it's quite thick and a substantial bit of material. The red and gold jacket and large trousers, as is the style, but you managed to push it all down into Victor's torso.
That's what I'm here for.
Back in the dinner, the door to the left opens, and in walks first the security guard that was at the front door from before, and then a smaller young man, an elf, with a middle parting in his pale blonde hair. He's dressed in a very fancy ruffled shirt. And behind him is the tall elf that you can assume to be the ambassador, Rio Oleander. They walk in and Rio sits at the head of a table and Harley sits to his right, so left as you're looking at them.
Should I crawl along under the table and try to get Harley's attention?
You absolutely can. You have free movement under there. You can
Great.
Crawl anywhere you
I'll
want.
I'll crawl up to under where Harley's sitting and tug on his trouser leg.
He notices you tugging on his leg. It's hard not to. And he kind of gives a little yelp in surprise and then looks underneath the table.
I like do like quite be quiet with finger over the mouth and then have the piece of hair and pass it to him and then do like a heart symbol to be like friends.
Okay, he takes the hair from you. His father Rio does not seem to have noticed and he sees your gesture, is confused.
And then I see his confusion and I do like M with the with my fingers.
Okay, he sees that and looks at the hair and his eyes widen in recognition.
And then I like tap my nose and I'm like, you know it. all silently, of course.
Yeah. Okay, he looks around quickly around the table, stuffs the locket in his pocket.
Does he see me? Because I'm obviously looking at him across the table.
He sees everyone.
So
there.
Can I do like a, I'm going to sort of smile and wink.
So.
Yes, or are you just going to wait until he makes eye contact with you and then do that?
Yeah, just, you know, like look very keenly at him, like, you know, so that he knows that, a bit too keenly at him.
Okay, he sees you like, look knowingly at him and he kind of like gives you a look back, like a quizzical look.
Can I crawl back around to where I was supposed to be sitting? And
yeah, because he'll see you climb it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, you can do that. You crawl back. Rio is done filling his glass of wine now. And Bartholomew Spinks, who's to the left of Tony, stands up with his glass raised. He says, thank you all for coming. And I would like to give a toast to our wonderful host, His Grace Rio Oleander, for his hospitality and another entertaining evening ahead of a carnival. Everyone raises their glasses and drinks. Mm-hmm. Rio himself doesn't seem that bothered. He's not really listening to this. He seems to be just awaiting his food with some impatience.
Okay.
So what's the plan now?
If we can get his father out of the room, will he want his son to go back to his bedroom because he doesn't trust him without him being in his eyesight, if you see what I mean?
Yes, potentially. We could cause some kind of chaos. We could poison... Well, we I'm not saying start a fire or, you know, a food poisoning outbreak or whatever, but something chaotic that would get everybody distracted. We could sneak him away in the ensuing confusion.
Yes. How are we going to get him out, though?
Well, I don't know if there are any secret side exits or is there a back door where we wouldn't be observed leaving with him? Could we climb out through a window? There will be a servant's entrance.
If you say so.
Or we could always try to disguise him.
Yes. Do you need the armor?
I don't actually need to be in the armor all the time. So...
So we could put Harley in the armor.
Put me in something else. And then when he leaves, everybody will think that it's me leaving.
With... The Duchess.
Abstinence, yes.
Well, I think this is probably a perfect plan. So all we have to do now is cause some sort of disturbance.
Did you have anything particular in mind?
Well, I mean,
I guess they are expecting their food now, right?
Oh, they were expecting their food a few minutes ago.
All right. Well, I think probably the safest way to do this is to just play it by ear and see what happens. So I'm going to go to the kitchen and grab... the food to bring out.
I'm going to wait out here and think a bit more about this plan while you go in with the food.
Great.
If that's okay.
Yeah. I'm going into the kitchen.
Okay. So, Victor, you are going to stay in this storage room?
Yes.
Are you?
I feel safe in here.
Okay. And, Selwyn, you're going to go to the kitchen. Okay. Well, you walk through the kitchen doors and the cook whirls around and said, where the hell have you been? Wait.
I'm very sorry.
It's you again.
Yes, it's been pretty hectic. What am I taking through?
He looks at your uniform and says, gods, what are you playing at? Where are the waiters?
I'm the waiter, trying to do my job, but apparently you won't hear it.
Sir, do you understand? You are not a waiter.
I'm quite clearly a waiter. Look at the way I'm dressed.
Back towards the dishwasher and says, Sam, I think you better go get security. He backs away towards the stove and picks up a frying pan. Sir, let's please have no trouble.
Can I look around at this kitchen? How would I go about starting a fire?
Oh, there's fire in here. It's a fire stove that the cook is now taking a frying pan off of. There's dishes ready to go out on the worktop. On the far wall to your right, some aprons. I guess you could throw those on the fire. Mm-hmm. There's oils next to the stove as well for frying things. Victor, you have heard someone run out of the kitchen.
Okay, I suppose I poke my head out to see what's going on.
You see someone dressed in cook's clothes just running desperately down the corridor.
In that case, I guess I'll come into the kitchen to see... We've been rumbled, by the way. You probably already know, but...
I'm already putting aprons on the fire.
Okay. Oh, we're going with the fire thing.
Oh, well, I thought we were going with the fire
Let's go with the fire thing, How attached are you to this gondolier's outfit?
Take it or leave it, I suppose. It had its use and now it's gone.
No, stop. What are you two doing? And you? Who even are you?
I've just got the visor open and I'm like...
Okay, he's trying to bat out the flames with his frying pan on the stove as you're throwing figures onto it. And it's all going up. Did you throw the gondolier's outfit on it?
Yes.
As well?
Yeah,
that is particularly flammable because it is very nice material. That goes up, leaving a kind of reddish smoke in the air. Please roll initiative, guys.
3.
20.
Okay, Selwyn, he's approaching you with a frying pan. He looks like a desperate man right now.
I would just like to sort of slam him into something, preferably head first.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is cupboards back by the door. You can slam him into those. You can slam him into the wall by the aprons.
Yeah, the wall by the aprons.
The wall by the aprons. Okay. I think you can grab him with no trouble because he's coming towards you, but please do make a strength check at advantage to...
11.
Okay, you grab him, but he's struggling successfully against you. Like, you can't quite lift him off his feet and lurch him towards the wall.
Can I move him in the direction of Victor?
Yes, you can, in the general direction. He is clinging on to you rather tightly now.
Okay.
And to your arms as you are holding him. It is his turn next, and he's going to make a strength check to try and get free of your grasp and then hit you with a pan.
2.
Okay, he manages to wriggle free of your grasp and it takes a swipe at your face with a frying pan.
It's all going exactly according to
that. I mean, he is standing point blank and he swings at you with a frying pan. It goes smack into your face.
Okay.
With a very loud ring and deals you 4 points of damage.
All right.
Victor, what would you like to do?
I'd like to try and knock him out with the hilt of the sword.
Okay. Please make an attack roll. He's facing Selwyn, so you can come up behind him.
Okay. 10.
Yep, you smack him on the back of the head with the hilt of your sword. Please roll the d4.
3.
So you see him go a little limp and then, like, fall to his knees. Selwyn, he's now fallen to his knees in front of you and going a bit cross-eyed.
Okay, can I sort of judge kind of how much of a fight he's going to be putting up at this point?
No fight at all.
All right, well... I guess I'll just sling him over my shoulder then and we'll pop him in that other room.
He'll be safe in there from the fire. The fire's in the kitchen, not in the storeroom.
Fires tend to stay where they are.
I have to say, Victor, you're much better at this fighting than I am.
That was
brilliant. You just took him out straight away and I was faffing around.
I mean, you know, it's teamwork. It's all teamwork.
Oh, you're being generous. I guess we leave as the kitchen burns.
Okay. Yes, as you walk away from the kitchen with him over your shoulder, you can see some of the jars of spices become engulfed in flames. Okay. In the dinner party, Abstinence and Tony, you see the door bust open and a man dressed in cook's clothes runs up to the ambassador and starts whispering in his ear. The ambassador, Rio, beckons the security guard over who's by the door and whispers into his ear. And the cook is shuffling his feet pretty intensely. There are murmurs from the rest of the guests who don't understand why the food isn't here yet.
How do you want to play?
Yeah, I think we're just sort of watching this unfold shiftily. I don't think we can, you know.
You want to, we'll keep our cool.
Yeah.
Could you make a scene, say like, where's my food? Or is that just too much?
Well, I thought that calling the cook, but then say, oi, where is the food?
Harley looks over to you two quizzically and turns his eyes towards the cook. And then back to you.
I think he's trying to tell us something. I don't know what he means. We're way over our heads. So I don't know what we're doing.
The security guard now with the cook starts jogging out of the room.
Oh, he's going to
pass
fine.
In a second.
Oh.
But yeah,
we don't know what's going on in the other room yet,
no.
Do we?
No.
We know it's probably going to be
We know it's bad. How do we get the dad to not realise we've whisked Harley away?
I think they're onto us. Abstinence, I think we better... Oh, shit.
Okay, distraction. I get up and walk to the other end of the table to start talking to the ambassador.
Why don't you ask about where the food
okay.
is?
Okay. You go up to talk to the ambassador. Selwyn and Victor are now in the storeroom, stashing the body of a cook. Are you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He slumps to the ground next to the elf waiters. And you hear footsteps running in this direction from the dining room to where you are next to the kitchen.
Right. So presumably people are coming to check out the kitchen. So we'll just have to sit tight for a second.
Yeah, and wait let them raise the alarm by themselves.
Yeah.
You hear the door open and the unmistakable sound of a conflagration inside beginning to roar.
I
the
smile.
Door quickly shuts again and the footsteps run off even faster this time.
I smile and start nodding at Victor like, we did a really good job.
Yeah. I mean, you know what, Selwyn? I was feeling a little nervous about this whole violence thing at the beginning, but I can see the appeal.
It totally paid off, didn't it?
It's totally paying off.
The bottom line, that's the important thing.
Yes, results.
Yes.
The measure of a strong enterprise is in how difficult it is to stop when set in motion. As the conflagration in Rio Oleander's kitchen reaches a new crest, our heroes reflect on the potency of their strategy. One way or another, this building will not hold Harley for much longer. Of that, they can be certain. Whether they can manage his exit without injury may be a slightly more difficult endeavor. You've been listening to Bilateral Relations and Coercive Diplomacy, written by Maximilian John and produced and edited by David Knight, Tom Dalling, and Maximilian John, with music by Jonathan Day. Starring Charlie May as Abstinence de Montfort, David Knight as Selwyn Bloodstorm, Elizabeth Smith as Sir Victor Bartolomei, and Tom Dalling as Tony the Shrimp. I am Maximilian John, Game Master. You can follow us on Twitter at Visit Fortuna. If you are enjoying the show, you can listen to the whole 26-episode series right now, available on our Patreon to $5 subscribers. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. Pax Fortuna is a Definitely Human production.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.